This is the audio guide for visually impaired guests coming aboard Electra. The following information is in four sections: boarding instructions, the lavatory, the cabin, and finally, unusual sounds. 1. Boarding instructions. At Campbell Wharf, there is a step up from the quayside of 3 inches or 7 centimetres onto a timber strip, which is about 2 feet or 60 centimetres wide. You then step down onto the back deck of the boat. The height of that step down is usually about 6 inches or 15 centimetres, but can vary according to the water level of the canal. There is also a gap of a few inches between the quayside and the boat. Crew will help you come on board, but you should be aware that the boat will rock when you step onto the back deck and when you move about the boat. There is no step at Great Lenford Wharf, but you have to walk across a ramp to get onto the boat. When on board, you turn left to go down 5 steps to cabin level. There is a lip at the top of the metal stairs, so be careful as it could be a trip hazard. Keep to the centre of the stairs, as there is a gap on both sides, and note that the stairs are not all the same width or depth. There are slim but strong horizontal metal bars each side, just below cabin roof level, which you can hold on to. You then pass through the small galley and go past the lavatory, which is on the right-hand side, into the cabin, where there is seating for up to 12 guests. 2. The lavatory. The lavatory is on the right-hand side of the boat. There are 2 doors which open fully outwards, the left one being normally locked, but which opens to allow access for wheelchair users. Please use the door on the right side. The handle is at about waist height. It is a flat turn knob and can be locked from inside by turning half a turn clockwise. The actual lavatory is on the wall facing towards the back of the boat, and the basin is opposite. The lavatory paper is on the left side of the lavatory, on a wooden stick similar to the one people use for kitchen roll. Electra's lavatory does not have a normal flushing mechanism. Instead, it is a rocker switch on the back wall, on the right side of the lavatory as you sit on it, at about knee height. You need to push or rock it downwards to flush. We recommend standing up before pressing, as it creates a slight vacuum. The basin has a mixer tap. There is a plastic liquid soap dispenser bottle on the top, and a paper towel dispenser to the left of it, at about shoulder height. The bin for used paper towels is on the floor, to the right side of the basin. It has a flip-top lid. There is a pull cord on the outside wall, near the actual lavatory, in case of difficulties. This sounds an alarm in the galley. 3. The cabin. The cabin layout has 6 tables, 3 along each side, each seating 2 people facing each other. There is a window above each table along the sides of the boat. You can ask the cabin crew to open these to allow a slight breeze into the cabin if it is a hot day. If you walk to the front of the boat, there is a set of double doors. These open away from you and are normally open during good weather. They give access to an open covered area with room for about 4 or 5 people. There is a flexible plastic window on each side which the crew can roll up, allowing you to hear and smell the outdoors as you cruise along. 4. Unusual sounds. The boat is almost quiet, with an electric motor rather than a petrol or diesel engine. However, there are some sounds that you should be aware of. The main electric motor is at the back, where the skipper controls the boat. You may just hear it when the skipper is stopping or turning the boat. The second electric motor is the bow thruster. This is located at the front of the boat. It helps the crew turn the boat and is rather noisy. The skipper may occasionally use the horn, which sounds just like a car one. It is used to warn other boats if we are negotiating a bridge or bend where visibility is reduced. And finally, the fourth sound is the water pump. This moves water from the tank at the front to the lavatory and galley, and makes a kind of growling sound when the water is flowing.